Staying in the national capital, the federal government says its new encryption laws are critical to keeping Australians safe by allowing authorities to monitor criminals who are trying to secretly communicate with each other. With bipartisan support, the laws are now set to pass in the Australian Parliament within days. But in the United States, cybersecurity experts are warning the move could expose vulnerabilities in platforms like WhatsApp. And that could have unintended consequences, as Thomas Ariti explains.
Encryption isn't a dirty word in cyberspace. In fact, it underpins a lot of what we use the internet for, like online banking. But there's concern it's also making life harder for police.
In the last several years, they've been, what they say, going blind or going deaf because of encryption, the use of modern technologies.
Alastair McGibbon is the federal government's National Cyber Security Advisor.
What this law does is help codify a conversation between police and technology companies. It has to be reasonable, has to be proportionate, has to be technically feasible, but it's to work with those companies to help fight crime.
The encryption laws were on shaky ground late last week after the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, expressed concern about the impact on the digital economy and privacy. But now the Coalition and Labor have reached an agreement, and the bill's expected to pass this week, giving police and intelligence agencies the ability to intercept messages sent between suspected criminals on apps like Signal and WhatsApp. The Attorney General, Christian Porter, has told Sky News it'll keep Australians safe.
As soon as the legislation's proclaimed, it would be open for the AFP or ASIO or New South Wales Police to send a notice off to Microsoft or the manufacturers of the WhatsApp application and seek their assistance if they thought that that was reasonable and necessary.
It's a development that's being closely watched by online policy experts abroad.
We're really in untested ground.
Daniel Weitzner is the director of the Internet Policy Research Initiative at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the US. He's told The World Today a move like this could have unintended consequences.
I think it's right for governments to be tackling the issue of how to do effective investigations in the digital environment. What is risky is when government puts the interest of investigators over the safety of everyone who uses the internet and mobile phones.
He says if companies at the forefront of encrypted communication have to assist law enforcement agencies, that could expose weaknesses and vulnerabilities in their platforms.
If a company that does business globally is all of a sudden told by the Australian government that it has to weaken its security, then it may think twice about whether it's really worth being in the Australian market at the price of weakening its security or, frankly, incurring major expenses just to satisfy the regulatory requirements of one country among many.
This morning on AM, National Cybersecurity Advisor Alastair McGibbon was quick to point out one aspect of the bill.
The bill is rightfully called Access and Assistance. It's not called the Encryption Bill. It's not about breaking encryption. It's about helping agencies get access to and assistance from these tech companies.
But Daniel Weitzner's concerned that experts like himself won't be able to determine the impact of the laws.
The police might ask for a surveillance capability, might ask for a weakening of computer security techniques, and we might not know for quite some time that that request could result in other security vulnerabilities.
And he says there's no doubt about one issue. Criminals in cyberspace are always trying to be on the front foot.
A determined criminal or a determined terrorist is certainly going to be able to go out onto the internet today and get for free services that will evade the capabilities that this law is designed to help the police work around.
That's Daniel Weitzner from MIT speaking to our reporter Thomas Ariti.